The National Party is still going ahead with its own investigation into who leaked Simon Bridges' expenses to the media, despite police already knowing who that person is. On Friday, RNZ revealed a person claiming to be a National MP had sent a text message to Mr. Bridges and the Speaker, Trevor Mallard, pleading for the inquiry to be stopped for the sake of their mental health. National Party leader Simon Bridges is with us now. Tenakwe.
Kia ora, good to talk to you.
Do you stand by your comments to this program, to Susie, last Monday, that her suggestion that this could be a National Party MP was pathetic?
Well, I know you didn't play them last week, and I think the reality of that is you didn't have a basis to say them. Here's what I stand by. There's incredibly strong support for my leadership in the National Party. I have had a huge variety of texts, of messages, of calls, of individual support from my MP.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second, because we don't want to go right into your support yet. Mr. Bridges, I just want to get you to ask the question about the timeline. Yeah. Did you have in your possession the information of this text before you spoke to us last week?
Susie Ferguson's question to me, Alex, was effectively, your caucus is against you. I made clear, actually, I have strong support, and be really clear, there wasn't and still isn't a particular basis for that sort of questioning, because here's the facts. We do not know who this individual who's texted and leaked is. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to have an investigation and get to the bottom, if I can, of if it is a National MP who is unwell and who needs help, if it is a staffer of mine. But the problem is, at the moment, I do not have a safe basis to say that it is. It may well be someone in the wider parliamentary system, or indeed further afield than that. And the tragedy of all of this is that the Speaker had an investigation ongoing. He stopped it on Friday for no basis that I can see. Other than that, the Prime Minister had said it was an internal matter for the National Party. As I say, it may be, but we're not clear on that.
So the Speaker, Trevor Mallard, is wrong when he says that the person who texted, and he received the same text you did, you're saying that he is wrong in saying that the person who texted is from the National Party, could be someone in your own cabinet.
The point is, he does not know. The Prime Minister does not know. If they know something that I don't, by all means, I would be obliged to them to tell me, but they don't. And so it's an unsafe assumption to make. As I say, we're in a position now. We could talk about this at some length, but the point is this. I will have an internal investigation. I will seek to determine if it's a National MP or staffer. But if it isn't, because the Speaker has cancelled his investigation, we may not get to the bottom of that. And be really clear.
Well, the police know, Mr. Bridges. The police know exactly who this is. Have you spoken to the police?
I did. I was the one who, at the start of getting this text, actually got the expert mental health advice on day one. The next day I went to the police. So I was incredibly concerned on the face of this text. It's a dark, sinister, worrying one. The police then found the person, but they are, in their view, not at liberty to tell me who it is.
Are the police concerned about the mental health of this person? Do they say that those claims are legitimate?
They say that the person is getting the help that they need.
So that shows that the person does have mental issues and does need help, if they're saying the person is getting the help that they need. Have you sought, as the National Party leader, professional advice on how to deal with a person that has mental health issues?
Yes. We did that on day one. I went to the police on day two. I think the real point I was seeking to make, though, let's just get this timeline, because you've gone through it and it's right we do, okay? So that's all clear there. On the Thursday, the Speaker, knowing all of this, because we had kept him updated, we had told him about the police investigation, we had made clear that the police knew who the person was, although they weren't telling us, he proceeded with an investigation led by a QC. That was the right thing to do. On Friday afternoon, he stopped it. He canned it. The only thing that's changed that I can see is the Prime Minister saying, oh, it's an internal matter of the National Party. I don't know the basis on which she says that.
Well, one would assume that the concern would be that the person has mental health issues, and the police have confirmed that. They've backed that up. How are you concerned at all that an investigation into this person, who we know has mental health issues, is the right way forward for your party and for the person concerned?
It's a fair question. I take that deeply seriously. It is my utmost concern. It has been from day one in the way I have dealt with this. But when the police knew who it was, I questioned them at length about these points. I satisfied myself that the person was getting the help they needed. I don't and can't really characterise exactly the person's mental health situation, other than say the police told me it was not unduly unsafe or unpredictable. I asked them specifically about a speaker-led investigation and the safeness of proceeding on that. There was no advice at any time in our lengthy conversations not to proceed. They saw
okay.
it as an inevitability. I think it's important to notice this because you've asked a serious question that does require an answer. And they told me that they would advise the person and ensure that they were getting all the wraparound support that they needed. So I think on that basis, actually, yes, we need to care for this person's health. That's an utmost priority. But there's also another important stake here, and that's the ability of the opposition to do its job. And actually, more than that, for us all to have a sense of confidence in the integrity of the parliamentary systems. I'll do my bit. My point is, though, unfortunately, that the Speaker has called off the investigation. That means if it's not enough...
Okay. All right, we need to move on. How many MPs have agreed to hand over their personal details to you?
So be really clear. As of Friday until the afternoon, I believed there was a speaker-led investigation. So I have not done anything in relation to investigation, albeit I accept we'll need to have one. Now, I'm not going to let it distract me from the work that I've got to do, but we haven't gone through that. All of that said, I've talked with effectively all of my MPs. They are supportive of this. In fact, they are very united and strong in the fact, actually, we don't think it's one of us, but if it is, let's help them and let's do what we can.
So you're confident that all your MPs will hand over all their personal details, their emails, their mobile phone details, their messages?
Well, I'm not going to get into the details of how we do it just yet because I haven't gone through that myself. As I say, Friday afternoon, I still thought this was a speaker-led matter. We'll try and clear that up quickly. To your point, though, I think it does need to be in full investigation so I can determine what's happened from the National Party perspective and see where we get to.
Well, this is really dragging on, isn't it? I mean, what happens? Our listeners are very intelligent and will be listening, and this drags on, and every time we talk about it, it just reminds people that the substantive matter is that you spent a lot of money getting around the country. Are you just picking the scab on this?
Look, I'm not distracted, actually, from the big issues of business confidence plummeting, an economy in decline, a teacher's strikes and the like. But can I just answer that point you've made very squarely? I spent no more than any other opposition you could point to in terms of those expenses to get around and do the work that an opposition leader should do. But here's more to the point. Actually, what we've also seen is a government, in terms of inquiries and working groups, is spending some $200 million at the moment because they didn't get around and do their homework. I think what I'm doing is a responsible thing for a leader of the opposition, and I don't intend to change that. All that said, the issue of the expenses is really not what this is about. I'm not distracted by that. That this is about more important issues.
The
well-being of a person, but also the integrity of our parliamentary systems.
Finally, have you spoken to the police to ask them why they won't tell you who it is?
Yes, I have.
And what did they say?
Conversation. Effectively, they say these are decisions that they make every day. They err on the side of privacy. That's their protocol, I think, unless there is some overarching reason, such as safety, that means they need to act in a different way. And so I make no criticism of them for doing, you know, what effectively they would do in any other case. I wouldn't be asking of them to do something special for me that they wouldn't do in say, as I say, an ordinary case they deal with.
Thank you so much for your time. National Party leader Simon Bridges.